Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Leah. May I assist you?
Leah, I've received a fraud notice on my card, and you all have been trying to run it, apparently, on the 15th and also, I think, again today on the 16th. And I'm trying to figure out who you are and what possible service or whatever you have just in case it's legitimate.
Yes, sir. I definitely can take a look into that for you. May I start by having your zip code?
It is 84663.
May I have your first and last name?
My first name is Veldon, V-E-L-D-O-N. Last name is Law, L-A-W.
Thank you, Mr. Law. Could I get you to verify your shipping address?
My shipping address?
Mm-hmm.
What are you shipping me?
For verification purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
Like I said, what are you shipping me?
I'm verifying the account. I'm not sending anything.
That's how you find the account?
Yes, sir. That's how I verify it.
I guess I'm confused why it would be by my shipping address as opposed to my name.
Because the address is going to match the name that you provided me with.
So, what is it?
Jeez.
I'm obviously I'm a little skeptical because
Can you provide the numerical part of the address, sir?
The what?
Numerical part of the address, yeah. Only.
All right, it's 831 East.
Thank you so much for providing that information, sir. I do show an account matching the name and the information you provided for. Looks like you did order a tactical bag.
A tactical bag, no.
This order was placed some while ago.
There was a freebie bag, and I don't know what the name of the organization was that I had ordered, but I don't think that there was a cost to it other than the shipping cost.
Looks like you did pay the $7.95 for the shipping.
Yeah.
Do you recall that? Okay, so we're talking about the same thing.
So I paid the shipping and received the bag. What?
Mm-hmm.
Why is there now $50-some-odd bag? I don't understand the cost.
One moment.
It's about the size of a little lunchbox.
Oh, wow. So it looks like all the payments were declined except for the shipping that you did pay. Looks like it's already been in declined status. So we weren't able to pay for the membership of the club anyway after taking a further look into the account. Sir, are you there?
I am. Uh-huh. I don't know, I assume you're looking for something else, but there was no membership thing that I was signing up for.
Okay.
And I'm not sure why it would show up on the bill as something from electronics, which made it even more confusing.
Okay. Mr. Law, I was able to go ahead and get that done for you. I was able to get that taken care of.
Okay.
The cancellation is effective immediately.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. And I do thank you for calling customer support. And I
you
hope
bet.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.